Hello, this is Ron Gilmore with No Cap Nightcap. I'd like to invite you directly to join me on this journey in understanding this vision so that we are able to walk together, seeing the same things at the same time, understanding the pitfalls of the past and the gift of the present, so our decisions for the future stand on bedrock, unshakable. Join me, please. Today I'd like to discuss ADOS, American Descendants of Slavery, slavery as an institution, here in these United States of America. I am a black man, and when I say that, I am not referencing color. It's darker than Malcolm X, actually. However, Malcolm X was a black man, not because of his skin color. Okay, and that is what I'm talking about today. I was recently asked why I think reparations should be paid to black people in this country, and specifically black people lineage comes out of slavery, Jim Crow, redlining, segregation, strange food, and all of that. All the, you know, prisoner pipeline, 1984 crime bill, you know, all the issues, Tuskegee experiments, you know, medical experiments on black people. All this stuff is in within my lineage. Was also within the lineage of Malcolm X, you know, and these are the black people that I talk to, I reference when I say are deserving of reparations in this country. So, if that is not part of your lineage, then you don't deserve any of the reparative things that go along with that lineage. You know, this government owes us that. You know, not only the land that we were given and then, you know, was then taken away from us and given back to the Confederate farmers, you know, 400,000 acres. Land, not just the land, but we need the land. We also need the money, which is somewhere around 25, I think, 18 to 20 something trillion dollars. We also need the government to provide legislation that provides protection in what we do and how we build. You know, because far too long we've built all sorts of things, you know, reference, you know, say Black Wall Street, need I say more, you know, where, you know, people have destroyed that and the government done nothing and has not even given the land back that came out of that particular struggle, knowing very well that those black families still exist to this day. So that is why I believe reparations is owed to ADOS, A-D-O-S, Black Americans. And it's very easy to see who that is, you know. before the 1960s, there were very few non-ADOS black folks here. You know, very, very, very tiny, tiny amount. And, you know, like to the right of the decimal. And because of that, it's really easy to decipher who deserves this reparative justice, reparations, that is, this monetary, you know, legislative, real estate, you know, that our land, you know, parcels that will be given to a specific group of people. I'm not just talking about, oh, let's give them free education. And No. This is a debt owed. You know, you don't walk into a restaurant, eat every goddamn thing on the menu, and then negotiate what form of payment you're going to give to the restaurant owner. You know, you're not going to sit up there and be like, yeah, I ate everything up in there, but and I got these really good coupons here, you know, for Safeway. You ain't gonna do no silly ass shit like that. You know, excuse my language, but you're not gonna do no silly stuff like that. You owe the restaurant a debt, you know, and in this situation, you owe, the American government owes black people a debt, A-D-O-S, a debt. And we need to collect that debt so that we can lift ourselves from the bottom of the pile where we are located right now. And we are being held there intentionally. So reparations will unlock a door and allow us to actually live inside the free America that we live in right now. And that is why reparations is required. Not all black people in the country, and all, you know, this whole monolith that they like to quote people of color, you know, because, you know, people of color don't vote the same. Everybody votes different. You know what I'm saying? ADOS, A-D-O-S, you know, meaning American descendants of slavery in the United, you know, typically vote the exact same. You know, we are a monolith vote here in the United States. Just saying, because of the constant removal of our wealth and the plunder and theft of our wealth, it is time for America to pay its debt to us and pay reparations immediately. Immediately. No bills, no money for, you know, immigration, no, you know, none of that. None of that. None of that. You know, we spend a lot of money trying to help, you know, people outside the country. You know what I mean? Even, you know, go as far as setting up sanctuary states and cities to, you know, ensure that people who, you know, break federal law are allowed to stay here. We hide them and help them hide, and we do everything to protect them legally and provide finance and all kinds of things, housing, you know, cars, you know, free education, all kinds of things, free healthcare, everything, you know. And we got ADOs here living on the streets suffering, you know what I'm saying? We're pulling in people from other countries and helping them and ignoring the people that we have here that require that help also. And that is why I say ADOS is required. Reparations. It is required that we are given reparations. This country owes that debt to us. Anybody that stands in the way of that, you know what you're doing. If you come here, if you came here in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? I'm Jamaican. I'm not a black man from here. I'm Jamaican. You know who you are. You know what I'm saying? If you're standing in the way, talking about, what about me? CARICOM is handling that. Go over there and handle that. You know what I'm saying? But don't stand in the way over here. Because you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? If you Nigerian, you know what I'm saying? You feeling me? You from you know what I'm saying? You Dominican, you know what I'm saying? Don't stand in the way here just because you're trying to wiggle or feel some kind of way or whatever. You know what I'm saying? My point is American descendants of slavery require it's an imperative necessity to pay this debt. That's all to it. It's a debt owed. It's not a debt owed to anybody else. You can't, you know, take a debt owed to one group of people and try to apply it to all other groups of people at the exact same time. That, you know, that just shows that your intent is not to pay that debt in the first place. You know, because not everybody went through slavery. Not everybody suffered the breaking down of family that happened during slavery. The rape, the pillage, the wealth plunder, the land plunder, the knowledge plunder. Think about all the knowledge that we had already had in regards to agriculture and building boats and designing and building buildings and stuff like that. All that knowledge was intentionally twisted out of our minds and given into another mind. And then the building of groups, you know, that pretended to rally around workers' rights, but in fact they were just blocking ADOS, blocking ADOS, blocking American descendants of slavery from getting jobs. That was the beginning of your unions. That is why American descendants of slavery require reparations, and that reparations needs to be part of a transformative black agenda. Now see, right there, that's where all black people benefit, you see. So you don't get a job, you don't get the taxi, you know, you're getting abused by the police, your community is like this under siege. See, that transformative area is where you benefit. However, reparations is specifically for American descendants of slavery. Those black people, my bloodline, my lineage. For perambulating with me a little bit today. Happy New Year once again. If you'd like to follow me in different mediums, I'm also on Twitter at Ron Upstream. That's R-O-N Upstream, like U-P-S-T-R-E-A-M. I'm on Instagram at Supernova. S is in Sam, U, P is in Paul, E is in Echo, R, K, N, O, V. You heard me? Pull the plug, baby. Game over.